The minister responsible for small business development in Barbados laments that the last major study of this sector took place 5 years ago. As Kerry Simmons sees it, that's not good for making timely decisions to improve the sector. He was speaking in the estimates debate.
If we are not to fly blind, it is necessary for Barbados in every sector to be able to have at its fingertips real-time or as close to real-time information as possible so as to enable those people who are charged with policymaking not to say, I believe or I think or I feel or I imagine. You know, you get a lot of talk about imagining this and that, but ma'am, what we have to do is to be certain with the policy interventions, almost surgical, so as to make sure that they're as appropriate as is possible. The second thing that it tells me, ma'am, is that, quite frankly, the margins under which small and micro businesses are operating are very slender. If your receipts for 42% of the sector is around or less than $100,000, it means effectively, ma'am, that there's really no wiggle room, there is no space really for operational changes, and certainly there is no cushion to deal effectively with the impacts of that which we would have just witnessed in Barbados and continue to witness, which is the COVID-19 pandemic. The third thing, ma'am, is that obviously slender margins mean vulnerability. And we are talking about a sector that is employing 46,000 people. And though I cannot say specifically what is the status of the employment level today across the entire MSME set of enterprises, it is abundantly clear that we are talking about a number, thousands of people, no doubt, who are existing in a state of contingency, even though they are employed.
Minister Simmons noted that back in 2016, when the study was done by the Sir Arthur Lewis Institute of Social and Economic Studies, 92% of the formal enterprises in Barbados were micro, small, or medium-sized enterprises. Collectively, they employed 46,000 people back then, though 42% of them had annual sales of less than $100,000. One approach that he's advocating is that such businesses should be registered.
It is important because it assists us to target funding. It is important, ma'am, for that funding which is developmental, for example, that which the trust loans and fund access will do, and equally the type of funding that your house has just approved over the last three months, which would have been more of a compassionate nature of intervention because of the COVID relief.
And then there is vending. Minister Simmons believes it needs to be legitimized.
We have to decriminalize the business of vending. Very often, and I think we've all read it in the papers, we've all heard the lamentations, we know the story. Ma'am, very often people seeking to have an honest living are treated by the law under the current legal constructs in Barbados as being nothing less than criminal, simply because of the fact that they have erected on a site without permission, or they have placed their goods in a way of obstructing somebody else, or for some other reason. Very often they are treated exceptionally badly in the courts of Barbados. I am an attorney at law, and I can say I have seen it firsthand, ma'am. And I want to say to you that part of that which we were bringing to this parliament is in very short order, is a now completed vending bill and a policy framework which will see specific zones being created for vendors in Barbados and to empower them.
But opposition leader Bishop Joseph Athery is suggesting that if a path is to be found for small businesses in Barbados, then government has to do something about wealth consolidation in the hands of a privileged group in the country.
And I believe that the minister would share this view with me, and that he would also share the view that government policy must be driven as a priority by a need to redress that situation and to create such space, not only for vendors, but for others, other small and medium-sized enterprises, that they may grow and that we may move away from that history, which is ours, unfortunately so, of people with connections to the political class, a phrase which I don't like, people with connections to the various administrations over time can have their wishes and aspirations satisfied to the detriment of smaller people of smaller interests in this country.
That's opposition leader Bishop Joseph Athery. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business. Sagicor's Early Business can also be heard as a podcast at VOB929.com.